Additionally, 2016 will be continued change and instability with an uncertain future subsequent to the elections next month.
The Florida Health Insurance Advisory Council's Carol Lostopchuk recently uttered a word that gives businesses and health insurance companies fear: uncertainty. Yet, in her rundown of the effects of the Affordable Care Act in Florida, she had even more to say.
The individual policies, which had been previously a smaller, much smaller segment of the market, have now grown to become a much larger share of the overall market. As far as the small group market goes, it has continued to decrease as enrollment has shifted to other types of coverage. As far as loss ratios go, they did decrease in total from 2014 in both the individual and the small group market.
You know, it sounds to me like, you know, you've got a Department of Insurance that's really trying to navigate a troubling situation because of a relatively non-competitive marketplace in our state.
Florida State University College of Medicine Professor Les Beitch is Oklahoma's former health secretary. And all that technical jargon you just heard? Well, the bottom line is that when it comes to federally subsidized health plans, competition and choice is shrinking. 78% of Florida is covered by a single carrier for Obamacare plans. And Beitch says the Department of Insurance regulation is performing a balancing act.
You know, the Department of Insurance has to be sure that they're doing their part to make sure that the premiums that are being asked for are both affordable on the standpoint of consumers, but also that hit a point for, you know, a price point for the carrier that they will be affordable but also profitable for the company.
Premiums for the ACA-backed Florida health plans are expected to rise by 19%. The national average is even higher. While the Affordable Care Act is not on the brink of certain death, it's certainly suffering from growing pains. The number of sick people who enrolled in federally subsidized plans was larger than expected, costing insurance companies more to treat them, hence premium increases. The ACA also took a hit last year when a program designed to insulate insurers from financial losses was nixed. Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio gets credit for that one. And now the law's emerging weaknesses are being exploited by Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump.
As you know, it's just been announced that Americans are going to experience another massive double-digit spike in Obamacare premiums, including more than a 100% increase in the great state of Arizona. They're going up over 100%.
During a swing through Florida, Trump said he wants to repeal and replace the law. Meanwhile, Arizona's massive rate hikes are an outlier. Premiums in the ACA plans are expected to go up by an average of 25% nationwide. But the combination of sicker people, higher premiums, and fewer choices is causing whispers of a possible death spiral for the law. But its supporters say it's far from dead, just troubled. Subsidies consumers receive are poised to increase, and they could absorb most or all of the price increases for people making around $25,000 a year. But Affordable Care Act expert Jonathan Oberlander of the University of North Carolina says, with most things healthcare, there is a caveat.
The people who are unsubsidized in Florida and in other states, and people buying coverage off the exchange, they are going to feel it. Again, most Americans, about 280 million Americans, this doesn't affect at all.
Those making between $30,000 and $40,000 a year could feel a bigger hit. And those who make too much for federal subsidies will certainly feel the burn. Still, more people than ever now have health insurance. And while insurance companies complain of higher than expected losses, the loss ratios, how much they deliver in direct customer care versus profit, are beginning to come down. A recent Georgetown study reported 95% of children are now insured, a record high. Yet FSU Medical School professor Les Beitch says the ACA could be working better. And the key to it is the part of the law the U.S. Supreme Court deemed optional for states, Medicaid expansion.
This problem is exacerbated in part by the Affordable Care Act not being fully implemented, you know, as it was conceptualized. So not having Medicaid expansion in the southeastern United States places a lot of pressure on the few number of players in the marketplace. If you have Medicaid expansion, you know, there's a lot better opportunities to spread all these risks around.
Still, that's a long shot in a state like Florida, where repeated efforts to use federal money to expand Medicaid to more low and mid-income people have been shot down. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.